Well, I had written my very first novel, which was a detective story. And we can talk about why it was a detective story later if you're interested about that. But it was mainly because I enjoyed reading them. I thought I could do it successfully. I hoped that if I could, it would be taken on. And I loved the structure of it. And I also thought it would be an apprenticeship for somebody setting out with quite serious ambitions from the literary point of view, but with no great expectation of making a lot of money. And I was working full-time then in the health service and looking after, or at least having a sick husband, mostly in hospital, and two small daughters. So a safe job was very important. There was never any question of giving up anything and becoming a writer. The writing was something extra, but something that was tremendously important to me, because I knew from very early childhood that what I wanted to do was to be a writer. So when the book was finished, I went to stay with friends who had a sort of weekend house party, and among the guests was an actor called Miles Mallison. Older people of my generation will remember him. He was really the Dr. Chasuble, a very famous comedian really, but also a very serious actor. And he wrote books about the theatre. We were talking about writing, and I confided that I'd written my first novel, and he said, well, why not send it to my agent? And his agent was Elaine Green. It's rather a long story, but Elaine Green at that time was married to Hugh Carlton Green, who was the Director General of the BBC. And she read the manuscript, I sent it to her, and she read it. And that night they went to Oxford to have dinner at All Souls. And Charles Monteith, who was a director of Faber, of course, was a fellow of All Souls, and I sat next to him. And he talked about losing the Faber detective writer, Cyril Hare, an extremely good detective writer in my view. He was also a judge. He was a barrister, of course, and a judge. And he died really tragically early. And Charles said, well, we'll be looking for another crime writer. We do like a detective writer on the list. And of course Elaine said, I found one for you. And she sent the manuscript to Charles, and Faber accepted it. So it was accepted by the first publisher it was sent to, and by the greatest good fortune, it was Faber. I didn't say to Elaine, send it to Faber. That's why she sent it to Faber, because of that conversation at the dinner party. But of course, when she told me that it had been accepted, it was not only one of the highlights of my whole writing career, but I can remember it now acutely. When the telephone call came through, I'd got home from work. They had difficulty in reaching me, but in the end I came home from work and literally sort of doing a little jig for joy up and down the passage out of pleasure. And certainly part of that pleasure was the name of the publisher that she'd chosen, because I couldn't possibly have myself chosen one that I would feel more pleased to be with, because at that early stage, as today, the prestige of Faber was very high, and I knew I was starting my career with probably the best publisher in the UK.